Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Rihanna said, hell nah, I am not performing at Super Bowl halftime. Why? Because I'm with Cap. This according to the Jasmine brand. She did make the statement just yesterday. It hit the internet. Rihanna said no to the coveted performance slot, according to reports. And a source revealed the NFL and CBS really wanted Rihanna to be next year's performer in Atlanta. They offered it to her, but she said no because of the kneeling controversy. And she doesn't agree with the NFL's stance. Rumors are swirling that Cardi B will be joining Maroon 5. Another source revealed that she, Cardi B, is definitely being considered, but it's obviously way too early to say for sure. Pepsi, the NFL, and Cardi are all interested in her performing. So does that make it bad taste for Cardi B to say yes and Rihanna to say no? Remember Fast and the Furious 1 through 25? Well, the producer is in his feelings because The Rock wants to make a spinoff. I think we just had way too many Fast and Furious segments. So the producer, Neil Moritz, is putting together a lawsuit. He's suing Universal over breach of an oral contract and promissory fraud when they shut him out of that spinoff film. He says the case presents a classic example of Hollywood greed. He is also asking that he be put back on as lead producer of the film, or Universal must compensate him tens of millions of dollars in damages and lost wages. Good luck with that one. Kodak Black shoots his shot at who? Kim Kardashian. He says, ditch that zero and swing with this hero. I know, millennials Google that phrase. Kodak Black says, listen, Kim, according to reports, if you're tired of that FN Kanye because he's on some stupid-ish, man, F with me. F with a real Haitian boy. Kodak continued targeting Kanye and his reality television queen on Thursday by retweeting Elle Magazine's fake article about the couple splitting up. Not cool. Kanye is currently overseas finishing his album while Kodak is trying to swoop in on his woman. I don't think he's going to get too far. He may need to check with somebody else. Yeah. Triple XXXTentacion, XXXTentacion, even after his death, still being a trending topic, but this one is not good news. He is now ineligible for the Best New Artist Grammy Award. He just won Best New Artist at the 2018 BET Hip Hop Awards, and according to reports, the late performer will not have the chance to be the first winner after death to have that honor at the 2019 Grammys. So the rapper's first album was released in 2017, just 5 weeks before the start of the current eligibility year. That's why. It was previously revealed that Cardi B and Post Malone also ruled ineligible for Best New Artist Grammy nominations. Apparently, A Boogie with the Hoodie, 21 Savage, Lil Xan, Black, Gold Link, Block Boy, yada, 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 all were nominated and made the final list of 332 artists on the ballot.